accidentally found myself and the family in Abingdon Park, which is in Northampton, which is in Northamptonshire, which is in, obviously, the United Kingdom. Well, not obviously, because you might be listening to this completely randomly, either through Twitter or through my iTunes or on the Audioboo website. Two police officers on trials bikes, just randomly driving through for no apparent reason, maybe to perpetuate the feeling of oppression that is needed to keep us all in check. I'm standing in a caged aviary kind of place, and at the moment they look like lots and lots of zebra finches and budgerigars. And then, of course, the curious child on a bike with stabilisers and a pram. These guys are tiny, not making any noise, so I don't know why I'm even mentioning orange beaks. These are little zebra finches, by the looks of things, chattering to one another. This is a kind of a strange combination. There's, I'm going to say a parrot because I don't know any better than that. Very colourful, multicolour, looks really old. Not massive, probably about 8 inches long from head to stumpy tail. Oh no, longer than that, 12 inches. I've just seen the rest of his feathers. And down the bottom here is a beast of a cockerel. Hardcore cockerel. Taking a little bit of shade under a bush. That sounds like Slavic, that child was speaking. So maybe a Czech family wandering past. Here we have canaries and quails, which is a bit weird. They seem to be doubling up a lot of the accommodation. Beautiful, very light grey with red rings around its eyes, this one. Speckled, mottled wings. I guess I'm making this recording more for the podcaster Parker, who does the improbable show, than myself. Kid on scooter nearly braining himself. Parker is well into birds. He keeps birds in his house, I think in a spare room even. I just imagine them all just flapping around his house, pooing on things, but I'm sure he's a little bit more organised than that. These just look like cockatiels, your normal average everyday, normally quite expensive cockatiels. Another cockerel at the bottom. What on earth do they have the cockerels on the ground for? Why, oh why? That's what the kids are calling the big birdie. This one has chickens and... it's joined to the other one, and more cockatiels. They all look a bit bored, if I'm totally honest. This one has more chickens in. Is it chickens kind of the poor man's bird to have in the aviary? And some really interested little sign there saying ring-necked parakeets. Bit of a bird fight going on down here. And some empty cages. The last cage here appears to have doves and a peacock. A peacock standing proud on his own, no apparent partner. And a bit of doving, a bit of cooing from the doves, looking equally bored. I guess it makes a difference than your normal bits and bobs. There's the peacock's partner hanging down the corner down here. You going to make any peacock sounds? Not at all. Saw a lot of peacocks recently at the Lima Tree Festival. That's their mascot. Large stately homes tend to have very noisy peacocks that wake you up in the campsite in the morning. So, Abingdon Park, sunny, busy, and now I see a cafe, which we shall be heading over to very shortly. Wish I knew more about birds, other than they do a lot of pooing.